Aries rising. New moon in your 8th house. Uranus in your 2nd house. Mars in your 9th house. The Kazemi revelation comes through shared resources, intimacy, psychological depths, and transformation. You're receiving supernatural clarity about debts, investments, sexual dynamics, or psychological patterns that have kept you bound. Mercury, purified by the sun, gives you the power to speak truths about power, money, and merger that you've never been able to articulate before. Uranus opposes from your 2nd house of personal resources and values, your financial security, your self-worth, or material possessions are experiencing sudden disruptions. What you thought was stable income or unshakable values is being revolutionized. This, the gift wrapped in crisis, losing material security forces you to discover true power through psychological sovereignty and resourcefulness. Mars in your 9th house drives you toward philosophical truth, higher learning, or distant horizons. The Scorpio intensity isn't meant to trap you in the underworld. It's meant to fuel your quest for meaning. You're being pushed to teach, travel, or expand your belief systems with the passion of someone who is faced with death and choosing life. Taurus rising. New moon in your 7th house, Uranus in your 1st house, Mars in your 8th house. The Kazemi revelation strikes you in your committed partnerships, business relationships, and one-on-one dynamics. You're receiving profound clarity about what you truly need from others, what contracts are sacred, and what relationships have run their course. Your capacity to communicate about partnerships reaches oracle levels. Your words can transform or end connections now. Uranus in your 1st house opposes directly. Your identity, body, appearance, and sense of self are being revolutionized. The ground shaking beneath you is you changing at a fundamental level. You cannot remain the same stable, predictable Taurus rising you've been. The gift relationships force you to become who you actually are, not who you've been comfortable being. Mars in your 8th house fuels this raw passion for deep transformation, sexual authenticity, and financial empowerment through shared resources. The engine of change is your willingness to merge, to risk, to go deep. You're being asked to be brave about vulnerability and power simultaneously. Gemini rising, new moon in your 6th house, Uranus in your 12th house, Mars in your 7th house. The Kazemi revelation comes through your daily work, health routines, service, and embodied practice. You're receiving surgical clarity about what your body actually needs, what work truly serves your soul, and how your daily rituals either support or sabotage your deeper purpose. Mercury Kazemi here makes you the troubleshooter who can fix what's been broken in the mundane. Uranus opposes from your 12th house of unconscious spirituality and hidden enemies. Sudden awakenings from the invisible realms disrupt your carefully organized routines. Dreams, synchronicities, or spiritual breakthroughs shatter your practical plans. The gift. Chaos from the unconscious forces you to create sacred routines that honor your body and your soul. Mars in the 7th house drives you toward dynamic partnerships and direct confrontation. The quest is first honest, passionate relating. You're being pushed to fight for what you need in relationship with the courage of someone who knows their daily life depends on choosing the right allies. Cancer rising, new moon in your 5th house, Uranus in your 11th house, Mars in your 6th house. The Kazemi revelation blazes through creativity, romance, pleasure, and authentic self-expression. You're receiving profound clarity about what brings you joy, what creative projects demand your attention, what romantic dynamics are ready to transform. Your capacity to express your heart with precision and power reaches its peak. Uranus opposes your 11th house of friendships, groups, and future visions, your social circles, community involvement, or long-term goals are experiencing sudden upheavals, friends may leave, or radical new connections appear. The gift, disruption in your groups forces you to create from authentic pleasure rather than collective approval. Mars in your 6th house fuels this through passionate dedication to your craft, health, and daily work. The creative breakthrough isn't just inspiration, it's disciplined practice, embodied ritual, and the willingness to work for what you love. You're building the daily life that supports your heart's truth. Leo rising, new moon in your 4th house, Uranus in your 10th house, Mars in your 5th house. The Kazemi revelation occurs at your roots, home, family, ancestral, and emotional foundations. You're receiving deep clarity about where you come from, what home truly means, and what family patterns need to be spoken out loud and transformed. Mercury purified gives you the power to have conversations with family that rewrite the story. Uranus opposes from your 10th house of career, public reputation, and worldly achievement. Your professional life or public image is experiencing sudden revolution. What you thought was your destined career path is being disrupted. The gift, career chaos forces you to build from authentic emotional foundations rather than external expectations. Mars in your 5th house drives you toward bold creative expression, romantic passion, and authentic pleasure. The foundational work isn't meant to trap you in introspection. It's meant to liberate your creative fire. You're being pushed to express yourself with confidence of someone who knows exactly where they stand. Speak on it. Stand on it. Virgo rising, new moon in your 3rd house, Uranus in your 9th house, Mars in your 4th house. The Kazemi revelation comes through communication, learning, siblings, and your immediate environment. You're receiving supernatural clarity about what needs to be said, written, taught, or shared. Your words, ideas, and daily communication carry transformative power. This is your moment to become the voice that others need to hear. Uranus opposes from your 9th house of philosophy, travel, higher education, and belief systems. Your worldview, faith, and educational path is being revolutionized. What you thought was true is being challenged by sudden revelations. The gift, having your beliefs shattered, forces you to communicate from lived experience rather than borrowed wisdom. Mars in your 4th house fuels this through passionate action at your foundations, moving, renovating, addressing family dynamics, or fighting for emotional security. The communication breakthrough emerges from the courage to speak what you truly feel at home, in your roots, and in your belly. Feed me! Libra rising, new moon in your 2nd house, Uranus in your 8th house, Mars in your 3rd house. The Kazemi revelation strikes your resources, values, income, and self-worth. You're receiving profound clarity about what you're actually worth, what deserves your energy, and how to generate resources aligned with your soul. Mercury purified gives you the power to negotiate, charge, and claim what's yours with authority. Uranus opposes your 8th house of shared resources, debts, inheritance, and transformation, others' money, power dynamics, and intimacy, or psychological shadows suddenly disrupt your financial stability. The gift, crisis in shared resources, forces you to discover your own inherent value independent of what others give or take. Mars in the 3rd house drives you toward bold communication, learning, and local action. You're being pushed to speak, write, teach, share your message with fierce conviction. The financial transformation happens through your willingness to communicate your worth and fight for a fair exchange. Scorpio rising, new moon in your 1st house, Uranus in your 7th house, Mars in your 2nd house. The Kazemi revelation is personal and powerful. The new moon is literally on you, in your body, in your identity, in your face. You can't see me. You're receiving profound clarity about who you are, who you're becoming, and what mass must be burned away. Mercury Kazemi in your first house makes you the oracle, the messenger, the one who embodies the truth. Uranus opposes from your seventh house of partnerships. Your committed relationships, business partnerships, or marriage are experiencing sudden revolution. Others are changing or leaving, or you're being forced to change within connection. The gift, relationship disruption, forces you to become completely yourself rather than who you've been for others. Mars in the second house fuels this through passionate pursuit of resources, income, and self-worth. You're being driven to generate wealth and claim your value through Sagittarian boldness. The personal transformation is funded by your willingness to fight for what you deserve. Sagittarius rising. New moon in your 12th house, Uranus in your 6th house, Mars in your 1st house. The Kazemi revelation comes from the invisible realms, dreams, the unconscious spirituality, and hidden processes. You're receiving psychic downloads, mystical clarity, and messages from the depths that cannot be rationally explained. Mercury purified in your 12th house makes you the channel between the worlds, translating the mystical into language. Uranus opposes from your 6th house of daily work, health, and routines. Your body, your job, or daily practices are experiencing sudden disruption. Health issues surface or work situations explode. The gift, chaos in the mundane, forces you to surrender to spiritual guidance rather than trying to control everything through routine. Mars in your 1st house is you. Bold, direct, passionate, ready to act. You are the engine of this lunation. The spiritual download isn't meant to keep you meditating forever. It's meant to ignite your personal action, your quest, your embodied mission in the world. Capricorn rising. New moon in your 11th house. Uranus in your 5th house. Mars in your 12th house. The Kazemi revelation strikes your friendships, groups, community, and future vision. You're receiving profound clarity about who your true allies are, what collective work you're meant to participate in, what vision for the future actually aligns with your soul. Your capacity to articulate shared dreams reaches its peak. Uranus opposes from your 5th house of creativity, romance, pleasure, and authentic expression. Your creative projects, romantic life, and capacity for joy is being revolutionized. What brought you pleasure before may suddenly feel empty. The gift, creative disruption, forces you to align your future vision with what generally makes your heart sing. Mars in your 12th house drives this through spiritual action, hidden work, and surrendered effort. The quest is mystical. You're being pushed to act from intuition, to fight invisible battles, to work behind the scenes with fierce dedication. Your community work emerges from spiritual conviction. Aquarius rising, new moon in your 10th house, Uranus in your 4th house, Mars in your 11th house. The Kazemi revelation comes at the top of your chart, career, public reputation, worldly achievement, and legacy. You're receiving supernatural clarity about your true calling, what you're meant to be known for, and how to position yourself in the world. Mercury purified gives you the authority to speak your professional truth with power. Uranus in your 4th house opposes your home, family, and emotional foundations or living situations is experiencing sudden revolution. You may need to move, address family chaos, or restructure your domestic life entirely. The gift, home disruption, forces you to build a career from authentic emotional truth rather than inherited expectations. Mars in your 11th house, fuse this through passionate community involvement, friendship dynamics, and fighting for your vision for the future. You're being pushed to take bold action within groups, to lead collective movements, and to pursue your professional goals with the support of true allies. Pisces rising, new moon in your 11th house, Uranus in your 3rd house, Mars in your 10th house. The Kazemi revelation comes through higher learning, philosophy, travel, teaching, belief systems. You're receiving profound clarity about what you truly believe, what wisdom you're meant to share, and what journey calls you beyond the familiar. Mercury purified makes you the teacher, the guide, the one who translates cosmic truth into accessible wisdom. Uranus opposes from the 3rd house of communication, learning, siblings, and immediate environment. Your daily communications, local connections, or relationships with siblings are being revolutionized. Messages you didn't expect, sudden departures, or information that changes everything. You say everything? Everything. The gift? Local chaos forces you to speak truth in distant philosophies rather than familiar narratives. Mars in your 10th house drives you toward bold career moves, public action, and professional achievement. You're being pushed to take your philosophy into the world, to make your teaching visible, to climb the mountain with fierce determination. The wisdom download is meant to become your worldly offering. You gonna make the climb? If you want to show your appreciation to the offering, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.